librarians, serious associate professors of English will, if they read this book, dislike it intensely. At least I hope so. To others, I can only say that if the book has virtues, they cannot be disentangled from the faults. That there is a way of being wrong which is also sometimes necessarily right. It will be objected that the book deals too much with mere appearances, with the surface of things, and fails to engage and reveal the patterns of unifying relationships which form the true underlying reality of existence. Here I must confess that I know nothing whatever about true underlying reality, having never met any. There are many people who say they have, I know, but they've been luckier than I. For my own part, I am pleased enough with surfaces. In fact, they alone seem to me to be of much importance. Such things, for example, as the grasp of a child's hand in your own, the flavor of an apple, the embrace of friend or lover, the silk of a girl's thigh, the sunlight on rock and leaves, the feel of music, the bark of a tree, the abrasion of granite and sand, the plunge of clear water into a pool, the face of the wind. What else is there? What else do we need? Regrettably, I have found it unavoidable to write